Yisurim Ba'ava. Getting to the sugya of Yisurim Ba'ava. And in order to understand the sugya of Yisurim Ba'ava, which we saw really, the prototype Maisa really is the Akedah. So in order to understand that, we have to understand who Avraham Avinu was. In order to understand that, we have to understand who Adam HaRishon was. So we've gone a little bit of the historical journey here. We said that Avraham Avinu had two tafkidim in the world. Yeah? That's what we ended off yesterday. We focused on Bechira. We have to get the sugya of Bechira clear. And we said that Avraham Avinu, as he went through his ten nisoinus, as he went through building himself into being that thing which HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Bishvili Nivoyram, who did Hashem create the world for, was for Avraham Avinu. Religion for Adam, we saw that there are two tafkidim. The tafkid of making himself into the yochid, the personal tafkid, and then the second one was the tafkid of bringing the whole world to that recognition. Yeah. So where do we get up to? So the first one was Nimtana Lamdim Kiat Tafkid Arishin Shinot Lam Avinu Al Atzmai Al Echzol Yoyz Oitz Yochid Shurishin Reinam. Well, today Kach Le David Bashem Isparach. First of all, he had to make himself into the kind of person that the world was created for, and via that being this David Bashem. Reish Chaf Aleph. Avram Avinu Hayim Bile Tikin Arinu Malkus Shakai. HaTafkid Asheni Shinot Avram Avinu Al Atzmai, the second Tafkid that Avram Avinu took upon himself, Hayil Asakin Oilam Malkus Shakai. His job was to bring the whole world back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. We did this yesterday, right? So he built an eshel, he made a big kiruv stent, and he went out there, and he was makar of all the men, and Sarah was makar of all the women. As it says, that all the neshamas are made in Choron, all the people that are makar of back to. So that's where we finished. Okay. Shnei tafkidim avru birushal Yitzhak Avinu liYaakov Avinu. These two jobs. It's Shnei tafkidim nal lohayush Avram Avinu lebon of Acharav. Avram handed over these two purposes to his children. LeYitzhak bonei liYaakov ben bnoi. To his son and his grandson. Ritzak Avinu gilam bekol metziyosev veinonov esad veikas hamuchletes v'ashem isparach. Yitzhak Avinu, what did he reveal in his essence? Yeah? With total his batlas dveikas dakosh bochum. There was not a second where he wasn't involved in that dveikus. He was like an oile tomid. He was always in a state of being an offering to Hashem. Yitzhak was an oile tmima. He didn't have any connection at all to the workings of this world. Well, he's palo ba'ad heroin. The ika told doisav hayu avoidus Hashem. What did he leave out? What was the ika thing we get from Yitzhak Avinu? Avoidus Hashem. Umizeh tam hutzuch Avram letzavet le'Eliezer al zavube. That's why Avram had to send Eliezer to go find a wife for Yitzchak, because he couldn't do it. Yaakov goes and finds his own wife, and finds two wives, and there's a whole bunch of children or whatever, yeah? Yitzchak's totally not shakur in this world at all. Eliezer goes and finds him a wife. His wife works out who to give the brachas to. He's totally not involved. He didn't put his head into this at all. V'gam kan lohabel ispala rak le'atzfaris ishto bilvad. He doesn't, then he should find a wife. Shehisa matemetes umefaretes bol ispala levubonim. That she would be fitting and that she would be able to daven for the children. That's what he was looking for. Looking for a wife. What are you looking for in a wife? Somebody knows how to daven properly. That's what you're looking for in a wife. Never saw that on anyone's list of criteria for a wife. What are you looking for in a wife? Everyone's got their list. Yeah, never saw that someone knows how to daven properly. What a. Okay. Midosu shel Yitzchak Avinu ha'isim midos ha'gvura v'ayira. Pachad Yitzchak. What is Yitzchak? Yitzchak is gvura. Yeah, Avinu means chesed. Total outpouring, no restraints, no restrictions at all. Yitzhak Avinu is kul gvura, but remember that his gvura was rooted in chesed. You can't have Yitzhak before Avram. Yitzhak can only come when he's shoroshim or in chesed, otherwise it's achzorius. Gvura without chesed is cruelty. That gvura, that restraint has to be rooted in chesed. Means the whole tafkid of this gvura is chesed. It's not gvura for the sake of gvura. It's grew in order to allow the chesed to manifest in the world. For example, when is rain a brocha? When it stops. If it just keeps raining and raining and raining, that's a mabul. That's what they say the mabul was. The mabul banach was a kodesh boch. All he did was restrain his gvura. He just put his gvura out the picture. And chesed flooded the world. Because rain's a chesed, right? When's the real chesed of the rain? When it stops. Up. Just so much. Just in the right place. This table, yeah? What's the chesed of this table? Is that it's so big, it fits into the room. If this table was built with pure chesed, it would just be one long, infinite piece of wood. You know, you'd never have to use it. The chesed in this table, okay, is that it's so big and not more. That's called gvura. Yeah? Same as with a child. How much chesed can you do for a child? The ikka chesed that you do for a child is knowing when to stop. Only one toffee, not 29 toffees. Yeah? But if the reason why you're not giving a toffee is not because I don't give toffee, that's not called gvura. That's called cruelty. The gvura has to be a manifestation, an actualization of the chesed that comes before it.
Yitzhak didn't want to separate himself from Hashem for one moment. He never left Eretz Yisrael like the Avos did. And he was Asik Buma Milvad, his Yachdus im Kaine. He spent his whole life, all he was involved with was cleaving to Hashem. Even in starting a family, he really wasn't that Isaac. He had very little to do with it. נתן אלם במשיק את תפקידו של יצחק ונראה להתקשה עם הקודש ברוך הוא בקשר של יוחד עם יוחד. So Yitzhak's Iker Tafkid, he took Avraham Avinu's first Tafkid, yeah? Which is to be dovuk with Hashem Yochid im Yochid. I'm a Yochid and Hashem is a Yochid, so let's get together. V'keinu achay nikra, bonecha yichidcha es Yitzchok. Yitzchok is the Loshin Yochid. He was the Yochid that had a Keshe with Yochid. So Yitzchak Avinu hanikra, bonecha yichidcha, bincha yichidcha, your only child. How was Yitzchak called Hashem's only child? Hashem's lots of children. Because he metakenes Adam shenivra yichidim, because he took upon himself to make himself into the yochid. The third dagas ayichud agir Yitzchak Avinu b'maisa keder. We see the level of yochid that Yitzchak got to by the maisa keder. Dvorim mikshvoinei shel ilam megalim lanu rabbanasena kedmonim hay megalim ki Yitzchak Avinu ad la maisa keder lera begedem mashpia klal. Lo yitzav shalut liskashe im bnei Adam lo ashpia lem. Yitzchak Avinu up to the Maisa Keda couldn't be mashpil on anybody else. He was so dovuk and cleaving in his avodah to Hashem that he had no influence on other people. Lo yitzchak lo yifshurut lekeshem b'nei Adam lo yishpeh alem. Kol kulu ayim b'chinas makabo. All he got was he was receiving. Kol kulu ayim zumanu makudush lo shamayim matraisi achid ha'isi litkashem akosh baruch hu. Everything he did, all his energy, all his efforts were put into cleaving to Hashem. This is to show it. The minute you know what you're living for, you take all your resources, all your costs, you put it only into that. At the
Akeda, his neshama left his guf and went up and was a incense offering, a keteiros in Shemayim. We say it in Slichas, we say let the ashes of Yitzhak come before you. Which ashes? If you look at the Pesachim, Yitzhak Rokim is by before anything happened to him. Before Shem explained that, however you want to explain it, his neshama went into the ram, whatever. Or no, he actually, it was considered in Shemayim like he himself, therefore in Shemayim really he did give up his life, whatever the pshat him on. After that happened, he got a new neshama. And then he became someone who could influence others. Then he got a new tafkid. Then he got a wife and he had children, and then he had a child who was going to build Kol Klal Yisrael. Until the Maisa Akeda, Rivka hadn't even been born. Why does she have to be born? There's no one to marry her. The minute the Akeda happens, Rivka's born. She can't come until the Maisa Akeda, Yitzchak Avinu wasn't shaykh to meet another person. Kokurai Mechud L'Shemayim was totally Yuchud Shaykh. After the Akeda, he comes off an Akeda with a new Neshama. Now he's ready to get married and build a home and be Mashpeh on the rest of the world.
Ha'akeda, yoyim ha'chupa v'soda yichud, shchav beistol, v'achayim yitzok avinu, his koinen liyoyim ha'akeda, kakala ha'mitkorenes liyoyim ha'chuposa. Yitzok avinu prepared himself for the yoyim ha'akeda like a bride prepares for her chupa. Nubuchazal, v'yoyim ha'mokim shneim, v'yav ha'mokim shneim, they came to the mokim, they came to the place, they came to shneim. Shneim v'yeses avonim, shneim avim es ha'esh, shneim avim es ha'itzim. Avram and Yitzhak brought the stones for the Mizbeach. Both of them brought the fire. Both of them brought the wood. Avram doime kemi she'ose chasonais libnoi. Yitzhak doime kemi she'ose chupa la'atzmoi. Avram looked like the person who was making the chupa for the chosen. And Yitzhak looked like someone who was making the chupa for himself. It's Yalkut Shmoinia. That's what I just quoted now in the Midrash. V'sha'as ha'keide is yachid Yitzhak avin makosh bochu betachlis ha'yochid. B'sha'as Yekeda, Avram Yitzhak Avinu became totally bound up with Hashem. Who's Yaakov Avinu? What's the... 15 whole minutes still?
And how could Yitzhak take on the tafkid of his father when his father was still alive? If Avram was Yaakov, how could Yitzhak be Yaakov at the same time?
I mean, you can ask that question today. How am I supposed to be a Yochid and you're a Yochid?
I don't understand.
We're all Hashem's only children. Because you have a unique thing to do in this world that no one else can do. Avraham Avinu didn't do what Yitzhak did. Avraham Avinu wasn't Gvura. Avraham Avinu was Chesed. Yitzhak came into the world and he brought a new aspect, a new dimension into the world. That's why Avraham introduced Shachris, Yitzhak introduced Mincha. They were different people. Very different.
On Shabbos, two people do a Malacha that only one person needs to do. Under both other,
if two people do a malacha,
each of them did it all by themselves. Yeah. And even though you, because you need that person,
he
counts as the one doing the
maaseh.
He counts as the one who needed to do it.
Each person you think
has
an effect in the
world.
Each person is a unique person. The job that you're going to do, I can't do.
Right.
So that's what you said. You
do the same job. You each count as the one doing the job.
If you're doing the same job, so then that's not called shnayim shasu. Because I didn't need you to do the job. You're doing the same job as me. If I need two people to carry it, then each person has his own unique hand. That's Krishna and Shasta. Very nice. Very nice. Very nice. 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 Very nice. Since you have a unique job to do in this world, you're different from everybody else, and nobody can have the relationship that you have with Hashem like anybody else. In that dimension of your relationship with Hashem, you're considered Hashem's only child. And the vice, it's true, by the way. Because we have a mitzvah to know that there's Hashem. And not just to know that there's Hashem, but to know that there's Ein Oid Milvado. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elkein, Hashem Echod. Hashem is Echod, it means there's nothing in the world other than Hashem. So when you look around at the world, all you see in this world is you and Hashem. There is nothing else. What about all these other people driving on my roads? That's all Hashem. What about this Nudnik? What about this guy? What about him? What about this? What about... That's all Hashem. There is nothing in the world other than Hashem and me. It means you are the only child of Hashem. He's also Hashem's only child. So that's his problem. But me and Hashem are all we all one. How do you understand it? You can't understand it because that's the infinite. If you want to get a little grip on it, you see a man, he's got 10 children, yeah? Does he love the one less because of the love he has for the other one? He loves each child. Why? Because he loves each child. Because I love you doesn't mean I don't love him. It's a bit like a candle. If I want to light one candle from another candle, I'm not weakening the candle, I'm taking the light from it all. Kosh Baruch has got infinite love. Kosh Baruch has got infinite everything, yes? So just because I take Hashem's love for me, it doesn't detract from the love he has for everybody else. That means Hashem's love for each child is though you are the only child. You get everything. Each child, be the Chayir Yisrael. Every Jew is like an only child by Hashem. You my firstborn. Why? Because I can give you everything. I'm not lacking. I can only have one firstborn. Because I can only give you a double Yerusha. I can't give him a double Yerusha and him a double and him a double. It's not enough. But for Hashem, Hashem is not limited. He can give everything. That's why our relationship with Hashem is very often described as a kiss. You see, we're coming into Sukkot and Shemini Atzeres and whatever. The whole secret of the Arabas, the Zohar says, is a kiss. The Arabas are the shape of the mouth, yeah? So the whole vault and the beating of the robbers on Hashem, the rabbi and whatever, it's all about kissing Hashem. What's the muscle for kissing? So the one aspect of Pinkus always used to explain is you can only kiss one person at a time. If I talk about Hashem's embrace, which is what the sukkah is an embrace, yeah? No, I can hug a few people. Yeah, I can hug three people at once, yeah? But a kiss, you only kiss one person at a time. So when you get a kiss from Hashem, yeah, that's you and Hashem with nobody else in the world. Total, total, only child. That's who you have to become. There's many ramifications. Many, many ramifications. This Ashkofa. You want to put it into another lashon? Hakol b'day shemayim, chutz mirushamayim. Everything is from Hashem except your bechira. So everything that's outside of your bechira, that's Hashem. So there's nothing in the world other than your bechira and Hashem. That's it. There were Jews that lived on this level. This girl was holding him in Ein Oim Yavada. There wasn't anything other than him and Hashem in the world. Okay, that's Yitzchok. Yaakov Avinu Ma'amir Es Hashem Shitikin Oilam B'malfu Shakai. Yomaz Yitzchok B'nai Yaakov Avinu Shalom Kibu B'Yerushim Avinu Avinu Tafkid L'Galoi T'Lo Fasim Es Hashem Yisbarach U'mraim Es Hakosh Baruch Oilam. Yaakov Avinu, unlike his father, he got the Tafkid from Avinu Avinu to reveal and publicize Hashem and to coronate Hashem in the world. You can't be Mamlich Hashem. You can't make somebody into a king if he doesn't have a people, an nation. You're the king of what? Nothing. I'm the king of what? Nothing. That's not a king. King needs a nation. That's what Rosh Hashanah is about. Shekein ein melech b'lo'am. You can't have a melech without a nation. V'lochein tafkidu haya livnoit v'liyasir es am Hashem. Therefore Yaakov Avinu's tafkid was to build and to build the foundations and to put into the world a thing called Am Hashem. Yaakov and Yaakov is used by the Shvatim HaKadoshim who lorak holidam who gam gidlam b'tzah b'tarech. Avraham Avinu didn't just bring 12 children to the world. If you go to the psukim, he raised them with enormous tzah and effort and avodah k'tesom ma'isa Yosef. We see the end was ma'isa Yosef, ma'isa dina vod, the way he went with Yosef and dina and the tzoros with his children and the lost mothers and the whole avodah of raising a family. And this is what Yaakov Avinu says to Hashem when Tzoros comes on Am Yisrael. 20 years I didn't work in Beis Laban. Unless Laban, who was waiting to greet me, Esav Arosha, and he wanted to wipe out all my children, and I gave up my life. I was prepared to be Meisa Nefesh for them. And now I'm giving over to my enemies like the sheep to the slaughter. After I raised him like a frochim with the way you bring up little chickens with enormous delicacy. And I suffered tzar gidol bonim for them. Because most of my days were tzar gadol because of my raising this family. And now you can't have some rachamim on me to remember my son that I haven't seen for 22 years. Humagadol gam es shivim anefesh. He also raised the shivim nefesh that was Yared Mitzrayim. Ve'enem espalek meloinem at shezoichili raised ba'enav shishim riboy. And Yaakov Avinu never left the world until he was zoiches to see shishim riboy, which is whatever these numbers are. There's 12 shvatim, 7 nefesh, 6 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 shvatim, 7 nefes It's a midrash in Bereshis Rabbah. Tefkidu shel Yaakov mistaim rakashi hu zoichi liroit es hakomas am Hashem b'shlemusoy. The purpose of Yaakov Avinu only comes to an end when he's zoichi to see the am Hashem, which is shishim riboy. Okay, let's continue this tomorrow night session.
We haven't got to the, obviously, the Kabbalah system here. We just want to understand who we are in the world. Right? The eventual distribution.